While we're in the marine environment, millions of, well, we've been up in the universe for a moment or two, but getting back down to the seascape, millions of crabs have shut down the highways and byways of Christmas Island again. This migration's triggered by both the rainfall and a certain tide that the crabs need to spawn by. And Christmas Island is an Australian territory in the Indian Ocean. It's southwest of Indonesia, and it gets smothered in these little red creatures who are on the move as they scuttle from the forest to the coastline. And if you'd like to see these crabs en masse, there are some stunning pictures on our website, rnz.co.nz/lately. Parks Australia, Tanya Detto is on the line now from Christmas Island to tell us all about the march of the red crab. Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Are they still on the move?
They're going through a little bit of a quiet period at the moment. We've still got a few males coming back from, well, they've finished mating and they're heading back up towards the forest, and the females are in their burrows incubating their eggs, so it's a little bit of a quiet period for us.
Well, what are they doing in the forest? Because they're ocean creatures, aren't they?
Usually. Christmas Island's pretty special, so we have about 20 different species of land crabs, so crabs that don't really need to be near the water, except to breed, so they spend most of the year up in the forest eating leaves or each other or whatever it is they eat. And then most of them need to get back to the ocean once a year to release their babies. Yeah, they're well adapted for living on land over here.
Eating each other?
Some of them, yes. So we've got one of the world's biggest invertebrates or land invertebrates, the robber crab or coconut crab. And, yeah, they tend to like snacking on other crabs. And pretty much any crabs will eat dead things, so other crabs that have been squashed on the roads or died naturally. Yeah, they're great little cleaners.
They won't be starved for lunch anyway, given that there are, looks like, millions of them.
Yes, there are several million. Our last estimate was back in 2015, and there were about 40 million red crabs then. We're pretty sure the numbers have increased since then. I'm just working out the numbers now. We just did a survey this year. Haven't quite got the numbers, but there's definitely been an increase. So many millions, yep.
So Christmas Island, how big is it as an island? But I know there's a national park. Do they live in the national park or just right over the island?
They live pretty much anywhere where there's forest. So the island's 135 square kilometres and the national park is about 63% of that. So they're obviously really common in the national park because it's mostly primary rainforest, but they'll actually live anywhere where they can. They're pretty common in your garden. It can be hard to grow your veggies because the crabs will burrow in and eat any little seedlings that pop up. But yeah, they're pretty much everywhere except in the really cleared or paved areas.
How many people live on Christmas Island then?
It varies, so it depends a little bit. We've got an immigration detention centre over here and they have more or less staff depending on their needs, but there's about 1,000 to 2,000 sort of locals usually.
You're outnumbered by the crabs.
A little bit, yes. Couple of hundred crabs for each one of us. Yes.
A couple of 100,000 by the sound of things. Do they bite if they get too close?
No, the robber crabs, I wouldn't generally try and interact with them because they are known to crack open coconuts or cans even, but they won't generally attack you. The red crabs don't attack either. If you pick them up, they might grab you, but they will tend to let you go as soon as you put them down. The rubber crabs, if they grab you, they won't let you go. So it's generally best not to play with them.
Do you like them?
I love them, actually, yeah. I did my PhD on crab behaviour stuff, so this is pretty much my dream place. They're great characters. The rubber crabs especially have a lot of character, and the little red crabs, because there's just so many of them, it's, yeah. I'm in heaven over here.
You let them run over your feet?
Quite commonly. So we have a lot of people, especially tourists, come in during the migration, and one of the favourite social media pics is to lie down in the path of the red crabs and just let them walk over the top of you. Because, yeah, they don't usually let any obstacles get in their way of getting down to the water, so they'll just scramble over the top of you, particularly when the babies come back. So it doesn't happen every year, but about 3 or 4 weeks after the females spawn, the babies might come back, and that's just like a red carpet of these little tiny baby crablets. And they, in particular, if you sit down in their path, they will just go all over you. And you'll get home and get in the shower, and you'll find crabs where you never thought you should find crabs.
How big are they? When you say that.
The baby crabs, when they first come out of their water, they're probably They're only a couple of millimetres across, so they're pretty tiny, but you can see them from, like, drone shots, because there's, I don't even know how you count them, there's billions of them. In good years, like, the whole beach and the whole town will actually turn red with the baby crabs coming back. It's hard to describe, but, yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing just seeing a carpet of little tiny creatures coming back.
Yeah, mind-blowing, right? What about other animals on the island? What do they do when the crabs are on the march?
Mostly crabs on the island. We do have quite a few birds. Luckily, the birds can generally get out of the way, so they're usually above the crabs. There's not a lot of interaction between the two. Sometimes we get, we've got some feral chickens on the island, and they might help themselves to a bit of squashed crab or the babies when they're coming back, but generally they don't interact too much with them. It's basically the island of the crabs. They do what they want.
And is it called a migration? What is it called when the crabs go from the forest to the ocean?
Yep, it is a well, we call it a migration, and David Attenborough, I think, called it one of the greatest migrations on the planet. So it's, yeah, I mean, it's not a big migration by our standards, but if you consider the crabs and their size, they probably walk up to 4 or 5 kilometres from the middle of the island down to the coast, so it's like an 8 to 10 kilometre round trip. So given their size, it's actually a pretty long migration. And it takes them about a week to get down from the middle of the island down to the coastal terrace.
A week. Astonishing. Well, thanks so much, Tanya, for telling us about it. And you there now on Christmas Island. What's the weather like? It's your daytime, so how is it today?
It's wet.
Is it?
It's been raining pretty constantly for the last few weeks, which is great. Great weather for crabs.
Is it? They like the rain.
They do. So, yeah, the rain triggers the first migration, so, well, the first movement of the crabs. So as soon as it starts raining, the crabs kind of come out of their burrows because they kind of hibernate during the dry season and live in their burrows. And then as soon as it starts raining, they'll come out and, the whole forest changes. It gets green and the crabs get all these bright red, like all the mud washes off them and they're bright red. It's a really nice time of year to come over and visit and see all the colours come to life.
Isn't nature wonderful? What an amazing sight that is. Thank you so much, Tanya.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me, and yeah, hopefully we'll see you over here someday.